You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong.
For 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida, So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. Welcome to Orlando, Florida. This is a live show. I think it's live. Anyway, we're all live. That's right. We're live. From Orlando, Florida. And this is your host, Michael. Hope you'll call in. The phone number, 407-894-1680. If you're listening to the show for the first time, turning that dial, just remember, we are the bridge between the sighted community and the visually impaired and the blind community. Hope you'll listen. And you sighted folks out there, you're more than welcome to call in any time you wish. It's trivia or any other time you can call in. If you have something to say or any questions you want to ask us, please do. Before we get started,
this hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, let me introduce the players today, folks. We have two co-hosts. To my right, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Are you there?
Guess what? I'm here, Michael.
There you go.
I am welcoming you yeah. to the November 5th edition of the Blind to Beyond Radio Show.
Okay.
How do you like that?
And then we have my other beautiful, beautiful, smart young lady, all the way from College Park, Florida. Her name is... Oh, my goodness. What's her name? Sheila Young.
Good evening, everyone.
She's
welcome to the show.
Yes. And then we have two guests with us today. That's right. Yes, we have a man all the way from Georgia. His name is John Richards. John Richards, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good. And then sitting across from him, we have that beautiful, another beautiful lady with us all the way from Eustis, Florida. Her name is Nancy Maniconis.
Hi, everyone.
And behind the scenes, sitting way up top in the treetops, Chris Shaw.
Yes, sir.
No swinging from the tree.
No okay. swinging from the tree.
Like I'm George of the Jungle.
That's right. Tarzan.
Without him, there's no show because he's the engineer.
Me like food.
Folks, hope you call in. 407-894-1680. So, before we get started, we have any PSAs to do, Lynn?
No, not at the moment.
But I have, I have a birthday
sure
wish.
I'm sure Sheila has a
Oh, you have a birthday wish?
I just have a birthday wish.
Here you go, Sheila, you're on.
One of our members, Jerry Eidler's birthday is today, so I just want to wish him a very happy birthday.
Well, I hope he's listening.
I hope
is
so, too.
Listening? Happy birthday, Jerry.
And we hope Betty from Palmyra is getting better.
That's right. Hey, Paul. Hey, Betty.
Oh, and hi, Maddie.
Maddie, how you doing? You could call in sometime and say hello, Maddie. Maddie, I don't hear you. I'm talking to you, Maddie. I don't hear you.
Hello.
Maddie, yes? You could call up 407-894-1680 and say, hello, this is Maddie
Sheila,
from Orlando.
What is that beautiful bracelet that you're wearing? I see there's Braille on it, but what does it say?
It says Sheila FCB in Braille.
No
wow.
kidding.
Wow. Yeah, let me see. That is nice. It's a cuff bracelet in silver. It has your name in it.
And metal.
Where did you
so
get
John
name?
Richards from Georgia,
nice? Yeah.
I have something to ask you.
All right.
What do you have to say about yourself? What can
cool.
you tell me about you?
Well, I'm a former director of the Florida Center for the Blind in Ocala, Florida. I'm
talking to the mic a little closer. Can hardly hear you.
Okay. And right now I'm not employed. I'm living in Georgia and taking care of my father. He's 93 years old. And at one time I was an audio engineer in Nashville, Tennessee. And seems like that was many years ago. But
they once let me into Nashville, Tennessee. They were sorry they let me in.
John, can you tell everybody again what your title was before in Ocala? Because we couldn't hear you.
I was the director of the Florida Center for the Blind in Ocala.
Okay.
That's very nice.
And he now streams all of the FCB conventions at the state level so that we can have ACB listeners
listen
to the state convention on ACB radio.
Yes, that's correct. And I haul the equipment all the way from Georgia down to Florida, wherever they are having the convention at any particular time.
And he's pretty techie.
I was just going to say he's technologically savvy.
Yeah, it sounds like Gary and me. Two technical people.
Not.
So you drag all that equipment yourself? That must be very cumbersome.
Yeah, I do. It's just pack it up and drag it along. That's right.
So what did you two do this the last few days up there in at the FCB? Tell us about it in Jacksonville.
Oh, Lord. Meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting.
That's right.
Was this just for Florida?
Yes, it was a mid-year board meeting for the Florida Council of the Blind. And there are committee meetings there that we attended and also sessions for the board members and the members of the special affiliates and everything like
from
that.
From Florida?
From Florida.
Uh-huh. But you're from Georgia.
But I used to be from Florida. So.
Oh, you crashed
in. So I guess that qualifies.
Okay.
Wait a minute, I'm lost. You said you're from Georgia. From Florida, you used to be from Florida, but you're from Georgia, and you used to be from Georgia, but you're from Florida. Okay, I got
take it. Notes, Chris.
That's right.
I'm just messing with you.
He
how
grew
you
up in Ocala.
Pretty good.
Oh,
okay,
did you?
Grew up in Ocala,
right.
And used to be a part of the Florida family, but then became part of the Georgia family. Now he's a part of the Alabama
he's
family. Okay,
right.
I got it.
I can even tell. Listen, I can even tell you this better. He's because he's in Georgia, because he's taking care of his father, who's 93. Did I say it right, John Richards?
That's correct.
We can prepare notes
I understand.
About that
all
later.
That's true, except for when I lived in Tennessee. So
okay, not Tennessee too. Okay,
what part of Tennessee?
I lived in Nashville for about 8 years. I was in a
wow.
Yeah, you said about Nashville.
In a publishing house up there. They've long since been sold out to Michael Jackson, and he closed all the offices down, and he licensed the distribution of the catalogs to CBS Songs in L.A. And
who owns it now? Michael Jackson doesn't own it. He's dead.
That's right. Well, this was back in the 80s. And do you remember when you were hearing the Beatles songs on TV on the commercials?
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you didn't hear them anymore.
Yeah.
Well, Paul McCartney said, we don't like that. And evidently his lawyer said that. So he stopped Michael Jackson from licensing those songs to be played on TV in commercials. So.
I didn't know that. Interesting.
So Nancy?
After when we come back from the break after, I thought you could tell everybody about what went on at the meeting, but the gossipy part, so who did you run into at the meeting? I know a couple people that were there.
Who did we? Oh, Eugene.
Did you see Jason?
And we saw Jason and Eugene and Greg mm-hmm. and Dana Leslie Spoon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Dan's feeling better. Good.
And Shelly Sawyer, my
yeah,
friend
that's
in Tallahassee.
All the Orlando people, plus the other people from mm-hmm. around the state mm-hmm. that are board reps and also committee chairs were there.
And, of course, the president, the secretary, the treasurer, the, you know, membership secretary.
Do we have any callers calling in?
Not yet. No, we'll be going to break in 1 minute.
Okay, Michael, anyway. We're going to break.
So how many people were there? Oh, we're going to break.
We're
going to
break.
Okay.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got a whole lot more coming up. You stay there on the sofa. Don't go away. We'll be talking to you soon. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Do you have an elderly parent that is in need of home care? Assisted living or nursing home not an option? Because living at home is the best way to live. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medications reminder, bathing, grooming, or dressing. Home Care Assistance of Orlando will provide older adults with quality care to live happier and healthier lives at home. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, just a phone call away, no long-term contracts, peace of mind. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando now, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are back. Don't ask me where we're back
Sheila.
From. But we are back.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael.
With the crazy people.
And I've got a few people in the audience. We have to knock around a little bit because they're not being nice.
We are being nice.
No, you're
the audience
not.
No, or
you're
the
not.
Studio?
You people. You.
Said
you,
the audience.
You. We're talking about you. So, folks, you can call in.
Please.
I have to say please to
yes,
the audience.
You, do.
You can call in if you want to. We won't bite you. 407-894-1680. Hey, Maddie, you listen to the show? I guess not. You'd be calling in already. 407-894-1680. So, Sheila?
Yes, sir.
And John?
John? You know, you hear that? John Badsford Tipton. You ever hear that name?
Yes.
No, you didn't. Tell me who John Badsford Tipton was.
There was a TV show that came
oh
on.
My God.
Oh, I'm going to faint. I'm going to faint. That's... Hey, John, you got a
you
prize.
Won.
You won. That wasn't even trivia, but I didn't think. I always say that. Nancy, did I always say that?
Yes, and it was The Millionaire.
That's right, The Millionaire.
And oh, I remember him.
I don't.
There was a show back in the 50s and early 60s. And every would always, if you were watching television back then or listening on the television, there would be a knock on your door, and the story was there would be a lawyer knocking at your door, and he has a check for you for $1 million left from you from your Aunt Jenny, who's the second whoever, who you didn't know who he was, and he left you $1 million. And John Badsford Tipton was the guy.
I can't even say the name.
And I always used to say to my father, maybe John Badsford Tipton call on us. So everybody, and I'm shocked that John Richards, you know who
I
I'm
told
talking
you he
about.
Was
well,
smart.
They're still doing that now, but it's a scam on the internet where you get an email and they're telling you somebody in South Africa left you $1 million.
That's a Nigerian scam.
Yeah, I'm talking about that was the show. It was funny because John Bassford tipped in.
All right, so Sheila and John, you're not getting off the hook. What happened?
Well, more,
tell us what happened.
More happens at a convention. This was just basically a board meeting.
Okay.
Where committee chairs and also special affiliate people that are members of the special affiliate groups.
You might want to explain that because they probably don't know.
All right, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you do it. You're the one that brought
your
it
your turn.
Nancy, you'll have to explain it.
We have special affiliates like the Guide Dog Users of Florida. We have the Citizens of Concerns with the Totally Blind, the Florida Council of Citizens with Low Vision, and the Randolph Shepherd Vendors Association. Mm-hmm. And those are the special affiliates. So you can belong to all or any or a chapter and a special affiliate.
Not everybody knows what the Randolph Shepherd, that's for the vendors, right?
That's the blind vending program.
Right. Yes. Jobs for the blind.
Yes, and most people, if you go into a courthouse or go into a interstate, what are those
like
things
a lobby.
Called?
Yeah, on the interstate where they have the wayside parks there.
The little concessions.
Yeah, they have the...
I didn't know that on the interstate. I thought it was just in the courthouse.
Yeah, John,
all up and down the
interstate. I have a question for you. Wow. When did you lose your eyesight?
We have a caller, too, by the way. When
I gradually lost it along, but basically I had RLF when I was born. Too much oxygen.
Oh, and, you're a preemie?
Yeah.
We could make a directory of all the people.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Is that happening these days too, John?
I think so. Probably not as much as it was back then. They can. They're actually. I think they're saving babies younger than I was 7 months. I think they're saving them a lot younger, and they have more sophisticated medical equipment than they had when I was.
Right.
Who's on the line?
Yeah.
My brother was premature also, but he was born in 47, and they just put him in a bassinet and put a light on him like a chicken, and he lived. So,
and didn't lose his sight.
That's right.
Unbelievable. Well, we have a guest caller on the line. I can't talk tonight. We have Shirley from Ohio. Hi, Shirley.
Shirley from Ohio. How you doing, Shirley from Ohio?
How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
How are you, Sheila?
I'm tired, but I'm good.
Okay. Now, what kind of convention were you just talking about that you went to?
Oh, it was mid-year board meeting for FCB.
Oh, okay. Okay. I sort of missed that part of it. We're getting pretty yucky, stormy weather here tonight, and we had a tornado watch, and now we've got a severe thunderstorm watch until 1 a.m.
Well, be careful.
Yeah, be careful.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely staying in. Now, I'm curious, too, about the gentleman, because I couldn't hear him very well during the time I'm on the phone. I think he said his name is
John Richards.
John, and
John Richards.
I'm sorry?
His name is John Richards from Georgia.
Okay, and what is John's claim to fame, or what is he what is he mainly talking about on the show today?
Well, I don't know if I really have a claim to fame or not, but... they asked me to be a guest on the show. I used to be a director of one of the CRPs in here in Florida. It's one of the agencies that provide services for blind individuals in the state of Florida.
Oh, okay. And you're visiting in the area? Did I understand that?
That's correct.
Okay, very good. And I guess apparently you're one of the, as they used to call it at the time I was born, one of the RLFs.
That's correct, and I still call it that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. So we're probably about pretty close to the same era, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I was telling the story earlier. My brother was also born premature, but they didn't give him the oxygen. And
really?
He's fine. They just put him in a basket and put a light on him like a chicken, and he lived.
Uh-oh, is that a bad weather notice for you?
You better get off the phone, Shirley, and pay attention to what's going on.
Thanks for calling in, Shirley.
Well, thank you so much. I hope you guys have a real good evening, and good to make John's acquaintance there, and we'll see all the rest of you fairly soon.
Okay. All right, dear. We'll be careful.
Take care. Keep on listening. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling
in.
Okay,
thank you. Bye, Shirley. We have another caller. We have Maddie calling from
Orlando. Oh, Maddie from Orlando. How you doing, Maddie?
I'm okay.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your voice, Maddie. We miss you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I just got in. And Gary had called me and told me that you all had called for me.
Oh, wasn't that sweet?
So I turned on my Victor Reader, and I'm listening now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Huh?
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Good.
I go back in the hospital Wednesday.
Okay.
Good luck.
We'll be thinking about you, Maddie.
Well, call me Wednesday. Give me your room number.
Okay, I will.
Good luck. Love you, girl.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, I got a question now. This is a very serious question. I'm going to bring this out to our folks here and you listeners out there. I want you to listen to this. I want you to visualize this. There's 10 babies in the room, okay? And let's just say all 10 babies are blind. 10 of them, 10 blind babies. Now, here's my question. A couple of them are going to be people like, let's just say, like Sheila Young and John Richards, who get around and go places and do things. One may be really unbelievable personality, like the young man who calls in from Vancouver.
Gabe
from Washington. Great personality, Gabe. What about the rest, the other 7, which is more of the kids? Those 7 are more laid back, more, let's call it negative. I say negative because they're not the movers and shakers of the community. And let's just say they don't travel much because they're afraid to travel. They're afraid to go too much out of the house. And you got to really push them. My question is, why those 10? Why aren't they more equal? Sheila, I'm throwing it out to you and John.
I'm letting John answer that one.
All right. I think it has to do with how they're brought up and how they're raised within the family structure.
100% right. I was just going to it. Right. That's what I believe, John.
Yeah, because I was the only visually impaired person in my family, and I was never treated as such. I had to work and do things around. We were on a farm in Florida, so I had to do farm work like my brothers and everybody else. So it's how you were raised and how your parents tend to treat you. When I was director of the center, there were people in there in their 60s, and they had been sheltered by their parents, and they didn't have any skills. Not only did they didn't have any mobility skills, or they were just sheltered all their life. And basically, when their parents die, they end up in nursing homes.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
And the point is this way. I know, like, my better half sitting next to me, she's my ball buster, because I always say give a blind man a break, because she pushes me all the time, always pushing me. And she always say, well, Sheila can do it. Sheila can do it. And I said, I don't care if Sheila can do it.
I was telling Sheila this story the other day. When I got out of high school, or actually I was in my junior year in high school, the Division of Blind Services of Florida sent me to see a low vision specialist in Tampa. And at that time, the CCTVs were coming out, and I was able to read under a CCTV at the time. And this man sold DBS a CCTV for me, and he was telling my mother right there, he says, well, don't expect too much from him. Says he will probably end up in an institution at an early age. You know, and I'm standing there listening to this guy, and here I am, senior class president of my class in a public school, and this guy saying this stuff, and I'm just sitting there almost ready to cuss this guy out, basically. But I didn't, and it was due to my good Southern raising. I held back.
Yeah, like we know the Goldfields. The two brothers, Jason and David, and their parents pushed those kids where one was always on the subway or trolley himself and doing everything himself. Where my mother, My mother was not alive when I went blind. But if my mother, may she rest in peace, was alive when I went blind, trust me, she would have been, oh, Michael can't do that. He's blind. Michael can't do this.
You think so, Nancy? That she would have been overprotective?
Oh, my God,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, she would have been overprotective because she loved him so much.
What about his father? What about dad?
Dad would be a little more liberal, but yeah. Not my mother. Oh, my God. My mother would have said she's moving in with Lynn, and she's going to take care of me, and she would let me. I mean, I would be one of those people in a basket because she wouldn't let me do anything. I mean, that's the reason why Gary always laughs at me, that I can't, you know, do anything around the house. I can't cook. My brother and I didn't know anything about hammers and pliers and nails and all that good stuff because my parents never, they just babied both my brother and I, and we never did anything. They took out the trash. We never took out the trash. If it was snowing out there 10 feet high in Philadelphia, my father would do it, and God forbid his sons would help. It was just him doing it. And back those days, I could see my brother and I were healthy, but we weren't supposed to help. Once in a while, he would say, would you guys come out and help me? And we went out and help him, but we were supposed to do it inside our homework, and that's it.
Well, a lot of times that's what happens to blind people is the parents tend to be over-sheltering. And
correct.
When it comes time for them to actually get out into the world and learn these things, they hadn't had the push to do that from them, and a lot of times they just stay at home. And then eventually, as they get older, their parents die off. Maybe they might have other people in the family that look after them, but a lot of them end up, like I said, in a nursing home, and it's pretty sad.
John, don't you think the trend is different now, though? Because I know the young children that we see, that we've met, the parents, they just push them to mainstream. I can think of one little boy up in Pittsburgh. His parents, they let him do everything. He goes to sports camp, kayaking, mountain climbing, everything. And look at Addison. I mean, Sheila.
But the bulk of the blind community,
yeah, well,
people listening to the show,
rare cases.
To the show, they know who they are. You know who you are. Most of them don't get off their rear end and go do something because I'm blind. I can't do anything.
But the children that go to the lighthouse and things like that, they are learning to be.
They go to the lighthouse and they're taught certain things. But
yeah,
well,
the lighthouse has got an
awesome
personalities.
But the personalities are with them because if they were positive, and if you folks disagree with me, 407-894-1680, call up, tell me off,
or
tell me where
experience.
I'm wrong, tell me where I'm wrong, call me up and tell me where I'm wrong, 407-894-1680, call up and say, Michael, you're wrong.
What were you going to say, John?
Yeah, I don't know about now because I've been out of the loop for a while, but it's back in the 80s, I think in the 70s, in the late 70s, 80s, 90s, some of the parents frowned upon their children reading Braille because they said it made them look blind.
Right.
And
or using a cane.
Exactly. And the main focus to this was they didn't want them to look blind.
Well, they didn't want to be embarrassed.
Exactly.
Embarrassed. That's a big word. Embarrassed.
So what they did
the stigma.
Well, I don't
blind.
Want my child reading Braille. Well, if they didn't read Braille, he couldn't read at all. Therefore, they'd be illiterate. So they was basically saying, I want them, they can listen to the speech synthesizer. Well, they can do that all day long, but that's not going to make them literate.
You know, since I went blind 9 years ago, it was a lot of part of 08, beginning of 09, I never once, not once was I ever, quote unquote, embarrassed for being blind. Never even hit my mind, except when we were on this one radio station where two guys were cutting me up. And that's how we got the radio show in the first place, where these two guys were cutting me up and saying I was a freak. But up until that time, I never thought anything negative about being blind. I really didn't. That was just, to me, I guess you would say, situation I had with my eyes I couldn't see. But it didn't change my brain. It didn't change my anything else. I mean, I have Lynn by my right arm, and then I got Nancy by my left arm, and I've had great people alongside me who have never put me down because I went blind.
Before we go to break, we have a caller. I understand Bill from Windermere is on the line.
Oh,
Bill, you there from Windermere?
I do believe I am.
Hey,
wanted to say hi to Sheila and John and tell them thank you for all their hard work with FCB.
Hello there, young man. How you doing?
John, you're a special guy. You know that.
I know who you are.
Oh, I haven't seen you in a while. I'm guilty of all of it.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? And happy belated birthday.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You doing all right?
Oh, yeah. I'm hanging in there.
Good.
Okay. Same old stuff, though.
Well, thank you for listening.
And you keep up the good work.
All right, honey.
Keep on
talk
listening.
To you soon.
All right, we're going to go to break. When we get back, we'll take our next caller from New Hampshire as soon as we get back from the break.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Polara has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polara's Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polara's Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polara urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit polara.com. That's polara.com.
BrailleEye, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. BrailleEye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The BrailleEye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The BrailleEye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the BrailleEye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
Holiday meals can be very stressful. This year, bring Sonny's home for the holidays. Choose a whole smoked turkey meal or spiral cut honey glazed ham meal or smoked turkey breast meal. Each meal comes with of your choice of three delicious sides, or you can order a la carte. Holiday meals are available through December 31st and can be picked up hot when ordered within 24 hours. So call and place your order today. Having a party? Call our catering staff. The number to call is 866-697-2872. Sonny's wishes you a delicious and happy holiday. For more information, go to the website catering@infiregroup.com.
We're back. Yes, we are. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Hope you call us in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. If you miss any part of the show, you can go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. All the shows are there for the last year and a half. They're all there. You can listen to any if you
except
missed.
Except the times we had hurricanes.
Oh, except the hurricanes.
Or tornado warnings.
And if you want to write to us for any reason, which I hope is good, write Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Right now, we got a caller from New Hampshire. Is it Jody from New Hampshire? Jody?
Yes.
Yes, hi everybody.
Hi.
How you doing, Jody?
I'm great. Actually, I lived in Florida, so I want to say hi to everybody down there.
Oh, okay. What part of Florida?
I lived in the Stewart area. Actually, I was the acting director at the 2200 Fellowship, and then I also lived in the Sebring area. So.
Oh, okay.
So you're giving some shout-outs.
I've also got what was formerly known as RLF, and we've been cured of RLF. Now we have retinopathy of prematurity.
Oh, okay.
Would you please elaborate to those of us who don't know what ROS stands for?
ROP, retinopathy of prematurity. Oh, RLF?
Yes.
That's what it used to be called back in the olden days. It was retrolental fibroplasia.
Okay.
Say that past three times.
So you're saying the baby boomers. The baby boomers.
The baby boomers. The baby boomers. Right. Yep. And the reason I'm calling is I wanted to pass on one of my favorite quotes because, you know, we all need heroes. I love Eric Weinmeier and Randy Pierce and all the, you know, the really overachiever accomplished people. But my favorite quote is, if you think you can, you will. Mm-hmm. If you think you can't, you won't.
I love it.
Right. Like that goes without saying. That's 100% right. And thank you, Jody, for calling in.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Keep on calling
in.
All right. You all take care.
Thank you so much.
We're going now to trivia. Bye-bye. We're going to trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. It's trivia time. Who is singing this song? Who is singing this song?
You can't answer. I know.
Okay, so who's singing that song? You've gotten out. I'm going to give you no more than 4 minutes. 4 minutes, because everybody should know who that's singing. 407-894-1680.
We already got a caller on the line.
What's that?
We got a caller on the line.
We got callers already.
She already know the answer, too. She done already called in and say, hey, I'm going to be the first to get there.
All right, who is it? Who's
this
calling?
This is our good friend, the one and only, Maddie.
Maddie!
Back again.
All right. Again. Maddie, you know who's singing it?
Yeah, that's Marvin Gaye.
Hey, you're right, Marvin Gaye.
I was dancing.
You just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Yay,
Sonny's Barbecue. Yay. When you want to go for ribs, when you want to go from good barbecue, you go to Sonny's
chicken.
Barbecue. So you just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Now, let me just tell you this right now. I got a little plug for myself here. When you're going to listen to my new radio show, which is, of course, not this. We'll be on a different station.
Take care, Maddie. I think Maddie's still on the line, isn't she? I hear music. Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Maddie.
Yeah, thank you,
which
Maddie.
Which will be on now. They changed me now. Start next Sunday on 1600 on the dial. 1600. And you can stream it as well. 1600 on the dial. And we'll be on from 12 o'clock in the afternoon till 7 o'clock at night. So, if I was going to do that, let me just tell you how I would do it, a new oldie show. By the way, the show is called Mickey G's Rock and Roll Heaven. And there's a reason why it's heaven, rock and roll heaven. I would have said, and now, coming on stage all the way from Detroit, Michigan, the one, the only, Marvin Gaye. And he'll be singing You Heard It on the Grapevine. Then when the record's over, I would have said, you just heard from Marvin Gaye, and he's from Detroit, and that was You Heard It on the Grapevine. And now it's time from a group from Chicago, Illinois, in the name of the Dells, Oh, What a Night. So we'll be playing all types of music, all oldies. So those folks that would like to listen to oldies, and by the way, if you listen to a lot of these songs, if we play it on here, you'll know who the artist was and is. You'll have some background on all these folks. Hope you listen to the show on 1600. It's going to be a fun show every Sunday. Oh, here we go. He's got, that's it. That's it. The Dells. Oh, what a night. All the way from Chicago, Illinois. All I can say, looking forward to this show. I understand some of the music stores will be pushing in right in to their studios. That's right. They'll be playing the music, the show, live on their store.
That's exciting.
Yeah. I was very excited when I went around looking for some advertisers, and they said, well, we don't know if they have a budget yet, but we'll be playing your show because they love to hear about oldies. They said, who are you going to be playing? I said, well, you name it. From Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers to the Drifters to Little Richard to Fats Domino. And the reason why it's called Mickey G's, that's me, Mickey G's Rock and Roll Heaven, is because a lot of those folks are not with us anymore. They're in heaven. Fats Domino, Jimmy Buffett. I'm sorry, Buffett. What's his name? Jimmy's last name?
Bowman?
From the Skyliners. Bowman. Jimmy Bowman from the Skyliners. You got Ricky Nelson. You got a lot of the folks down with Mary Wells, Marvin Gaye. You got a lot of folks, Ray Charles, not with us anymore. They're in heaven. But the music, well, the music goes on forever. So I hope you'll listen to the show. Looking forward to talking. Oh, by the way, we'll be giving out dedications on the show. You can call in, give a dedication, and hope you listen. We have anybody on the line want to call in?
No, we don't.
Okay. Mm-mm. What do you want to say, Lynn?
I was thinking that maybe we should talk about Polara Navigator APS.
Yes, let's talk about them. I want to talk about them
maybe
right
John
now.
John can tell us his experience crossing at crosswalks also.
I didn't use a Polara Navigator to do it. I don't even think they had one.
But I mean in recent times.
Polara Navigator.
Where I live up there, they don't have many crosswalks up there.
No.
Well, let me just say this to you folks. Especially folks that are visually impaired and blind community.
Many of our listeners live in
let me explain this way to you.
Metropolitan areas.
If you live where there's lights and you want to cross a street, then you have to call up your city hall and ask for the department is it? The
Texas local traffic department.
Mm-hmm. And tell them you want the navigator, the Polara Navigator. What's the initials? AS?
APS.
APS.
It stands for Accessible Pedestrian
Polara
Signal.
Navigator APS system.
Yes.
And as far as you're concerned, they're not charging you a dime. But the bottom line, unless you ask for it, unless you, you know, any blind person wants to cross the street, if you think, well, they should do it without you even asking, most of the time, no, it will not happen. Now,
Sheila,
you have to ask for it first.
Sheila, you walk to work every day, but you don't have any...
Just have any lights?
No. Right, Sheila?
Mm-mm. No, I walk in the neighborhood.
You're residential.
Mm-hmm. We have a Polara right outside of our school.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you tried it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we take the kids to Publix and...
Oh.
Excuse me. Anytime we take a field trip walk or walk, you know, we cross Princeton, and that's a Polara.
Well, that area, boy, with all that construction, you guys better be careful now. It's over there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Hey, if you folks out there, you want to call in and let us know what's going on wherever you are in Philadelphia, upstate Pennsylvania, California, wherever you are, you want to call in and tell us what's going on where you are?
I'm going to give a shout out.
What?
I know you're listening, sir, out there in California. Brent, call in and say hello. There you go. That's an order.
How do you know he's listening?
I know because he follows the show.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
He does. He's already.
How about South Florida? Hey, how about South Florida? Folks out there in South Florida, down there in South Florida.
That's right.
How about you calling in and say hello?
Aren't even home from mid-year yet.
Give us a call, South Florida, if you're out there. Like to hear from you. 407-894-1680. give us a call. Oh, we're going to break. I hear the castanets. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Braille-Eye, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. Braille-Eye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The Braille-Eye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The Braille-Eye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the Braille-Eye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
Holiday meals can be very stressful. This year, bring Sonny's home for the holidays. Choose a whole smoked turkey meal, spiral cut honey glazed ham meal, or smoked turkey breast meal. Each meal comes with your choice of three delicious sides. You can order a la carte. Holiday meals are available through December 31st and can be picked up hot when ordered within 24 hours. So call and place your order today. Having a party? Call our catering staff. The number to call is 866-697-2872. Sonny's wishes you a delicious and happy holiday. For more information, go to the website catering@infiregroup.com.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit HomeCareAssistanceOrlando.com.
Do you realize that in only a few years, you will be able to vote? You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting. Join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at VotecDesignedForAll.com. That's VotecDesignedForAll.com.
We are back. Yes, we are. And this is your host, Michael. I'm here with my two co-hosts, Lynn Golder, Sheila Young. I'm here with two guests, John Richards, Nancy Maniconis, and behind the scenes, Chris Shaw. Sweet. Chris Shaw, you there, Chris?
You already know, right here in full effect, baby, ready to go. Okay. It's game time.
Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. If you want to call in, maybe you'll push the buttons on the phone. What can I say? 407-894-1680. Maybe you have something to say. If nothing else, you have anything to say, you just call up and say, hi, this is Marvin. I'm calling from South Florida. I want to say hello. Marvin. How are you, folks? That's all you have to say.
I don't think we have any Marvins listening. By the way, speaking of Marvin, I'm thinking of Marty. I just want to remind everybody that Blindfold Games is giving away a game to listeners of Blind and Beyond. So if you'd like to get your coupon for this month's game, just send Marty an email. Marty@blindfoldgames.org. Have you tried any of the games?
You get a free game if you say Blind and Beyond.
I did, and I couldn't figure them out, but that doesn't mean I didn't take the time to do it.
Okay.
You tried?
I did try.
And it didn't work?
It's not that it didn't work. I just didn't take the time to learn how to do it.
Which game did you try?
I tried Solitaire.
Well, we have to tell them that.
And but it doesn't mean that it can't be done. It just means I didn't sit down and take the time to do
probably
it.
Probably too tired.
Probably.
Yeah. Hey, folks, I got to tell you something else. Hope you'll be listening. November the 26th. That's going to be a fabulous show for those people who like to learn about Lynn and myself.
Oh, gosh.
Because we're going to have our whole family on here.
I'm not coming.
Okay, well, our whole family's going to be on the show because we have our 30th wedding anniversary that weekend. And our families come in from all over the country, and each one we talk a little bit about us from the time I was a little kid. They'll tell you about me when I was a kid and so forth. I'm trying to get my niece to bring her husband, and if you ever watched or heard the movie Police Academy, he was one of the main stars.
That's my movie right there. Now, hold on.
Police Academy?
Yeah, he did that funny sound.
He's the one that said, move it, move it, move it, move it. That was his big line to the movie. He was the sergeant or lieutenant that always made everybody move it, move it, move it. You know what I'm talking about in the movie?
Captain Lassard.
No, not that. He's the captain. The other guy below him.
You're not talking about Mahoney, are you?
Art Metrano.
No, no. The guy who was a sergeant lieutenant. Who said he used to tell all those guys, move it, move it?
Yeah, that's Commodore Lassard.
No, he was the guy who was quiet and didn't say too much. He was in charge.
Chris, you're not going to win this battle.
No.
Just look it up.
If you look it up, you'll see. His name is Art Metrano. That was my nephew.
Well, are they coming or not?
I don't know. She's supposed to tell me.
Okay.
So he was in the movie. He was also on Johnny Carson's show many times. He's a comedian.
That's exciting.
He's also an author and he's a comedian. He wrote a book called Accidental Comedy because he had a terrible accident, and he did a whole review. It was like was a play, that one man play he did, and Accidental Comedy.
He fell off the roof.
Fell off a roof on a ladder. Gosh. Yeah,
he had to go on the roof to fix his roof. Mm-hmm. And he didn't. He felt like he admits it.
So
to
he's
this
a man
day,
of any talent.
He was trying to save a few bucks. He tried to do it himself. He fell off the roof and got paralyzed.
Mm. We have a caller. Oh, long time no hear. Sandy from Boynton Beach, Florida.
Who is it?
Sandy.
Sandy.
Sandy and Alan.
Oh, Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Hi.
How are you doing, Sandy? How you doing?
Good. I am always listening in, and I just don't, want to touch. I just listen to everything, especially the program you did before the hurricane was spectacular.
Which one was that?
All the advice you gave everybody before the last hurricane.
Oh, well, thank you. Glad you're out there.
Wonderful. And one of your sponsors is Independent Living Aid.
Yes.
Correct.
I buy all my watches from them for years. And I was having a problem with one of them, and we looked up their address. And they happened to be in New York, right where my daughter lives, and we were going to New York.
In Buffalo.
Oh, well, there's one in Colmac.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
And I called the store, and I went in, and they fixed my watch while I waited. They were just wonderful.
They're wonderful people.
Boy, I should get my watch from them, because my watch right now.
So get a new watch, and Melissa will set it for you, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a very big selection, but you guys are doing a great job. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you so much. That's Sandy from, where are you from?
Boynton Beach.
Boynton Beach.
Say hi to Alan.
Thank you so much. He's been listening.
All right.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Alan.
Keep on listening.
Okay.
That's Sandy from Boynton Beach.
All right. Take care.
We're going to break. Bye-bye. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.